Then on Saturday afternoon, June 16th, a Ladies' Day single game in the afternoon against the Cubs, and then a doubleheader against the Chicago Cubs here at the Polo Grounds on Sunday, June 16th. Then the Milwaukee Braves will come in for a Monday night game the 18th, an afternoon game the 19th, and a doubleheader on Wednesday the 20th. Right now up here to lead off is Harvey Keene, who is playing third base today. He is a right-hand batter. He was his two-run homer that won the second game yesterday for the San Francisco Giants. Bob Miller goes in the windup, and the pitch, it's in there for a call, strike one. Paul Pryor, the umpire behind the plate. Keene wears the big number 7 on his back. Fouls this one off to the right side. It is strike two. Harvey Keene came to the major leagues as a shortstop and was shifted to the outfield by the Detroit Tigers. Bob Miller with the pitch, swung on and fouled back on the screen. Keene stays alive. Last year, when Harvey Keene was traded over to the San Francisco Giants early in the year, manager Alvin Dark figured he'd try to install him there at third base to keep the big bat in the lineup. However, those plans went awry during the course of the season, but this afternoon, Harvey Keene is the man at third base for the San Francisco Giants. Bob Miller winds and fires. He checks the swing and takes it outside. It's 1-2. Willie McCovey is kneeling in the on-deck circle for the San Francisco Giants. There's a swing and a ground ball going through the hole and in the left field for a base hit for Keene. Thomas comes over up with it, relays it in, and Harvey Keene is on at first with a single on the ground into left field. And that brings up big Willie McCovey. McCovey has a season batting average of 347. He has 7 home runs. Ever dangerous at the plate. Wears a big 44 on his back. Left-hand batter. Just as deep in the batter's box as the law allows. Miller is into the stretch and Keene leads it first. The pitch is inside for ball one. You wonder how it is that the Giants score so many runs. Look at these batting averages in the lineup. Harvey Keene, 309. Willie McCovey, 347. Willie Mays, 311. Orlando Cepeda, 344. Felipe Alou, 346. That's the way it goes. Pitch in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. It is in there for a called strike two. McCovey steps back out of the batter's box. Now comes back in with a count of 1-2. Throw over is not in time. McCovey is batting 347. Of course, he has appeared in only 25 games and has been at bat only 49 times. Playing a foul ball upstairs in the back and out of play. Among the Giants that you would term regulars, Felipe Alou has moved to the head of the class. He moved 2 points ahead of Orlando Cepeda yesterday. Felipe Alou is batting 346, and Orlando Cepeda is batting 344. That was a tight pitch, and it's 2-2. Stoneham, the owner of the Giants, who for so very many years surveyed the ball games from his office in the center field clubhouse here at the Polo Grounds, is in the box just to the left of the visitor's dugout watching the ball game this afternoon, along with Eddie Brannick of the Giants staff. 2-2 to count. Pitch is cut out. It's a ground ball. Second by Thornberry. He goes to Chacon for the fourth. There's no relay. Got the force at second. becomes the base runner. As Tien is retired, from Meyer Flounder to Elio Chacon, from first to short. Willie Mays is coming up. As usual, a tumultuous welcome and reaction to Willie Mays. It's not an unmixed reaction. Mays has the batting average up to 311, leads the major leagues in home runs with 18. Busy man since he came back to New York with the San Francisco Giants this week. Pitch is low for a ball. Before the ball game, during batting practice, a longtime friend of Willie said, I left a message for you yesterday. You never call back. What's the matter? Willie said, man, this is New York. Who's got time to call back? It's 1-1. Pitch is low for a ball. 2-1 to count now to Willie Mays. When Willie came out to the batting cage, he came from the dugout and manager Alvin Dark walked him right up to the cage. A couple of the writers standing nearby said, do they convoy him up to the cage now? The change of speed, he got it in there for a foul strike. It's 2-2. Let up pitch. Somebody standing nearby said, the one place that you do not have to convoy Willie is to the batting cage. You could turn him out of the subway at midnight and he could find the batter's cage. No trouble finding the plate. 2-2 pitch. Cut on him. He struck him out. As a matter of fact, Willie dropped the bat as he came out around. He struck him out on a curveball. McCovey holding it first, and Orlando Cepeda is coming up. Hitting 344. 52 runs batted in. Cepeda steps out of the batter's box now to look down the third to Whitey Lockman. See if there is a sign of any down here. 2 men out, McCovey is the base runner at first. There's a pitch high for ball one. Orlando Cepeda, now that he has been installed permanently at first base, is certainly the complete ball player. He can do it all. Curveball, cut on the ground ball to short. Elio Chacon has it. He plays to Charlie Neal for the fourth, and that's all. Cepeda has forced McCovey from Elio Chacon to Charlie Neal. And in the top half of the first inning, the San Francisco Giants got no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left. The end of one half inning of play at the Polo Grounds. The score is the Giants nothing, and the Mets coming up nothing. As we go to the bottom half of the first inning, the New York Mets will send up Joe Christopher, Rod Kinnear, and Felix Mantilla. Joe Christopher playing center field. Yesterday, he turned in a couple of sparkling catches. One of them, a grab way back against the barrier in center field. He went as far as he could go, leaped high into the air, and pulled down the drive that was tagged for extra bases from the moment it left the plate. It was the drive off the bat of Orlando Cepeda. Juan Marichal is the pitcher for the San Francisco Giants. He's 24 years old. He has won 7 games and lost 3. He is now making his 4th attempt to win his 8th game of the season. And again, as happened yesterday, manager Alvin Dark has switched his outfielders after having posted the lineup. He is putting McCovey in left and Alou in right. During this period, he has had them both switch back and forth. So Making McCovey in left field and Felipe Lou in right field as Joe Christopher steps into the batter's box. Juan Marichal with a pitch out to drive going deep to left center field. McCovey's going back. Mays is going back. Willie has it lined up and Willie makes the basket catch. Joe Christopher hopped on the free ball pitch by Juan Marichal and gave it a good ride way out to left center field. And Willie Mays about to make the catch. Now here is the right fielder, Rod Caniel. Marichal was the first pitcher in either league to win number 7. He did it on May 16th over the St. Louis Cardinals, 7-2. Since then, he's made 3 starts. That pitch is inside to Caniel. Here's a battling rookie who has managed to hang right onto this squad. He came to St. Petersburg to spring training on the roster of the Syracuse club, but managed to battle his way onto the Mets squad. That pitch comes in, that comes all the way back. There's no damage done. Tom Haller is catching again today for the San Francisco Giants. Haller's been the catcher in every game of the series. Caught him in both games yesterday. 2-0 to count to Caniel. It's 3 to ground ball. That is foul. Fielded off the bag by Harvey Keene at third. But a foul ball will bring Rod Caniel back to the plate. Manager Casey Stengel likes the way this fellow battles. And that's why he's had him in there as a pinch runner. He's had him up there as a pinch hitter. He's had him all around. He's the handyman of the New York Mets, Rod Caniel, in his first year in the Major League. Last year he played at Nashville in the Southern Association. He's a right-hand batter, wears the number 10 on his back. In there for a called strike. Caniel's batting average is 364. That's 12 for 33. That's a swing to drive in the left field for a base hit off the bat of Rod Caniel. Willie McCovey over up with it, relays it in. Caniel takes a wide turn at first and holds on. The Mets get their first base hit off Juan Marichal with one away. Caniel at first. Felix Mantilla, the third baseman, coming up. This is the first appearance of 24-year-old Juan Marichal against the New York Mets. Pitch is low to Mantilla. It's ball one. Juan Marichal started pitching in organized baseball at Michigan City in the Midwest League in 1958. Won 21 games there in his first season. Went to Springfield in the Eastern League the next year and won 18. Had to change the feet in there. All strike. It's 1-1. Tacoma in 1960 in the Pacific Coast League. Marichal won 11 games before the Giants called him up, and he won 6 with the Giants. Last year, Marichal won 13 and lost 10 with the Giants. They're counting on big things for this fellow. He certainly started out like a house of fire this season. It's just outside for ball. It's 2-1. Rod Caniel on it first. In his last 7 plate appearances, Caniel has 5 hits and 1 walk. And that is a big reason he is in the starting lineup this afternoon. Two balls and one strike. He counts Felix Mantilla at the plate. Throw over and Caniel gets back safe. He's sort of half diving back and leaning in and catching the bag with his bare hand. Beto holds against the runner at first. Marichal steps off the rubber. And as always happens, the crowd goes up from around the ball, first ball. Now he's back on the rubber, up into the stretch. He's running. Here's a swing and a ground ball to third. Keene has it. Can't go to second. Goes to first. In time, he's out, but on the hit and run. Caniel moves safely to second base. Time has been called. He went sliding in there safely, and Caniel has called time now to get himself brushed up. It was a hard hit ground ball to third, and Harvey Keene fielded it cleanly. Looked at second, figured he didn't have time. Then had the ball hung in the webbing as he started to fire on to first, but did get it to Cepeda in time to get Mantilla. Two men out, Keneal is at second, and Mike Thomas is the batter. Thomas has a batting average of 322. That includes 13 home runs. The Giants had won 31 and lost 23. They were in third place, two games back at Cincinnati and a game and a half behind Los Angeles. Today, the Giants are on top, one game and a half ahead of the second place, Los Angeles Dodgers. Cincinnati's in third place, five and a half games back. Alfred Hutchinson has had them going of late. And he'll take his lead at second as Juan Marichal is into the stretch. Wheels and fires, and he is safe at second because Hill has dropped the ball. Umpire Frank Sicori had called Keneal out as he dived back in head first. Hiller had covered the base, but the ball was dropped by Hiller at second. The out sign had been made by the umpire, but he is safe since Hiller dropped the ball. Mike Thomas, no count as yet, with the bat held high at the plate. Swinging a foul ball, back and out of play. It is a strike, one shot. And the official scorer has charged Hiller with an error for dropping the ball there at second, since the umpire had called him out. So charged Hiller with an error on the play. By Thomas at the plate. A strike two count now to Frank. Thomas swinging the bat. Waiting for a pitch from Juan Marichal. Keneal leads off the bag at second base. There are two men out. Here's the pitch to Thomas. He checked it and took it low for a ball. It's one and two. Paul Pryor umpiring behind the plate. Augie Donatelli at first. Donatelli is the captain of this particular team. Frank Sicori is at second, and Tony Vincent is around at third. Coaching at first for the Mets, Cookie LaVigetta. Coaching for the Mets at third, Sally Heeman. To hang on to it. So it is scored as a base hit and a run batted in for Frank Thomas. As Rod Keneal, off and running with two men out, came all the way around from second to score, and the Mets are out in front by a score of 1-0. Meyer Thornberry is at the plate, two men out, Thomas at first. As a pitch hit on a miss to strike one. The Mets have drawn first blood and lead here by a score of 1-0 in the bottom half of the first inning. Marichal pitch to Thornberry, misses outside for ball. It's 1-1. For the first time since joining the Mets, Thornberry yesterday starting riding the ball for long distances out in the center and right field. And the Mets hope that he is beginning to get the range. That pitch is low and away. It's 2-1. Throughout his baseball career, Thornberry has been a distant hitter. tie for a ball. It's 3-1. 3 balls and 1 strike now. To Marv Thornberry. Thomas will be moving on the pitch. Marichal tosses the ball up into the air, grabs it with the bare head, and looks in for a sign from catcher Tom Haller. As it, he's running, has a swing and a ground ball down the first baseline. A little number that's going foul. Thomas has already turned second. It's down in front of the shortstop. He cuts across the infield, coming back to the bag at first. On the foul ball, just a little number rolling down the first baseline on over into foul territory. Now picks up the bat. In the batter's box waiting. Thomas takes a good lead at first. He's running. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Cut out and missed strike three. He struck him out to retire the side. As the first strike out for Marichal in the bottom half of the first inning. The New York Mets got one run on two hits. There was one error and one man left on base. And so at the end of one full inning of play at the Polo Grounds, the score is the New York Mets 1, the San Francisco Giants nothing. For the San Francisco Giants in the top half of the second inning, Felipe Alou is coming up. He has a batting average of 346 with 6 home runs and great speed. A right-hand batter. Bob Miller's pitch just taken high and inside for ball one. Ground ball to the right side. Charlie Neal has it. He plays over to Thornberry in time. And Felipe Alou has grounded out. Second to first. And that'll bring up the catcher, Tom Haller. He had 4 for 8 into the game. The starting of the day, Alou has 12 for 25. Against the Mets, the 2 doubles, 7 runs batted in, and an average of 4. Even they managed to get him the first time up today. And here is left-hand batter, Tom Haller. Tall, rangy. Right-hander Bob Miller winds and fires, and there is ground ball to Neal. He's up with it. He plays over to Thornberry in time, and he's out. Two away, nobody on. Coming up now, second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Left-hand batter. Hiller is frequently used in the leadoff slot over the San Francisco Giants. He has that kind of speed and that kind of an eye. Hiller is hitting 263. Miller with the pitch outside for a ball. Bob Miller, 23-year-old right-hander, selected by the Mets off the roster of the St. Louis Cardinals, is a no-wind-up pitcher. He simply holds that glove and the ball in front of him when he gets the sign and goes into the motion to pump, and here he goes. Foul ball. Off to the left side and out of play. 1 ball and 1 strike now to Chuck Hiller with 2 men out and nobody on base for the San Francisco Giants, the National League leaders. Hiller choked up on the bat just a least little bit. Then Bob Miller said that pitch is high and away. 2 balls and 1 strike. Hobie Landreth is catching Miller. Hobie, of course, formerly played with the San Francisco Giants. We also played with the Cincinnati Reds, the St. Louis Cardinals, the Chicago Cubs. Miller set to work. The pitch foreman has a ground ball going up the middle for a base hit. Joe Christopher coming over, scoops it up, relays it in, and Chuck Hiller is on with a ground single up the middle. That is the second hit of the day for the Giants off Bob Miller, and will bring up the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Pagan is hitting 255. He has 2 home runs, and he has batted in 21 runs. He's drawn 13 walks this season. The right-hand batter stands deep in the batter's box. Miller is under a stretch. Diller takes the lead at first. The pitch, curveball, missing low and away for ball one. Whenever the New York Mets have talked to other clubs around the league about trades, and they have talked to them practically every day, Bob Miller is one of the men that the other clubs mention a great deal. He is considered a fine young pitcher. Throw over. It's not in time. He was an expansion draft selection of the Mets off the roster of the Cardinals at $125,000. He was signed right out of high school by the Cardinals in 1957 in St. Louis for a bonus. He's under a stretch. Hiller leads it first. The pitch to Pagan. Swung on and missed. 1-1 the count. To the Giant shortstop. Bob Miller in this series has been used a couple of times as a pinch runner. He's that fast on his feet. Two men out. Throw over to first is not in time. Chuck Hiller gets back safely. Trying to drive down the right field line. It is sliced and it's a foul ball into the upper deck. Just over the scoreboard. And the fan reached across and so they helped it in. It's in foul territory. So it is a long strike. 1-2. Jose Pagan comes back to pick up the bat. Here's a drive going to left field, but Mike Thomas just back in his underneath waiting, and he makes the catch for the out. Joe Christopher speeding over to back him up. But Thomas made the catch, and in the top half of the second, the Giants are out with no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left. At the end of an inning and a half at the Polo Grounds, the score is the New York Mets 1 and the San Francisco Giants nothing. This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Tanner and Bob Murphy at the Polo Grounds in New York. And leading off for the Mets in the bottom half of the second, catcher Hobie Landry. Is batting 324. He has one home run, and what a home run. He was a game winner against the Milwaukee Braves right here at the Polo Grounds in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Juan Marichal with a windup and the pitch swung on a comebacker right back to the mound. Marichal waits, throws to Cepeda as he covers in time, and Hobie Landris is grounded out, pitcher to first. One away, nobody on, and Charlie Neal coming up. Neal batting number 7 in the batting order for the Mets. Charlie's hitting 280, and he has 4 home runs and 20 runs batted in. The Mets won, and the Giants nothing. The Mets run scored by Rod Caneal, driven in by Mike Thomas. There's a pitch in there for a call, strike one. Defensively around the infield, the Giants have Orlando Cepeda at first, Chuck Hiller at second, Jose Pagan at short, and Harvey Keene at third. Has a fix going on, has a fly ball to right center. Mays is over, and Felipe Lou is over. Lou has it, and he is out. Charlie Neal flying out to Felipe Lou in right. There's plenty of speed between the two of them. Lou and Mays cover a great deal of territory. Two out, nobody on. And Elio Chacon will be coming up now for the New York Mets. A little battler with lots of speed and lots of life. And as he is announced, umpire Paul Fryer is inspecting the baseball. He leaves it in play. 2 men out, nobody on for the Mets in the bottom half of the second inning. Marichal into a big windup. It goes high and tight. It's ball one. Marichal goes into that windup. He gives you lots of arms and legs and fingernails, and he's all over. There he goes. She's in there for a call strike. Comes in with a big overhand motion there. 1-1 the count to Elio Chacon. still winds. Swing and a foul ball back into the upper deck behind the plate. One and two. Marichal's windup might best be described as sort of a flailing motion once he starts. He has appendages going all over. Bending way over to get the sign. Now, here he goes. Pitch it high and away for ball. It's 2-2. A sunny, comfortable afternoon for baseball here at the Polo Ground. That pitch is second side. It's locked him back. It's 3-2. The count's out full. And there's a fine Sunday afternoon turnout here for the wind-up game of the series. There are some vacant seats out in the center field area. But other than that, the stands are filled. Swing and a foul ball coming back. But if you happen to be driving around and still wondering if you'd like to come by, there are seats. It is not sold out by any manner of means. Schoen is alive at 3-2, fouling that one off. Deck right down the line and missed the foul pole by about a foot into the upper deck. The cone coming back now reluctantly. The count holding at 3-2. The cone does not have a home run this season. You will not come much closer without getting one. So Elio is back now waiting for the 3-2 pitch again. He's called out on strike. Caught him looking. So Marichal gets the Mets in order in the bottom of the second with no runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of two full innings of play, the score is the New York Mets 1 and the San Francisco Giants nothing.
Thank you, Lindsey Nelson. Well, it's a beautiful day for baseball and the ball game. 1-0 in favor of the Mets. Giants coming to bat in the top of the third inning. And Bob Miller taking his warm-up pitches on the mound. As we're all set to go here in the top of the third. This is the final game of the homestand for the New York Mets. They move on to Philadelphia. Starting up on Tuesday. Juan Marichal, the first batter for the Giants here in the top of the third inning. On batting 286. He's a right-handed batter. He'll be followed by Harvey Keene and Willie McCovey. And Bob Miller into the windup, and the first pitch is a curveball that's down low, ball one. Marichal started his swing, then held up at the last minute. Marichal, a good athlete. He's a good hitter for pitchers. He has driven in four runs this year. There's a strike called as Miller comes back to his catcher, Hobie Landreth. One ball, one strike. Marv Thornberry at first, Charlie Neal at second, the short Elio Chacon, and Felix Mantilla at third. That's the infield. 1-1 pitch, hit off at the end of the bat, down towards Thornberry at first base. He takes it, ambles over to first base, Marichal not running hard at all, and he makes the play. One man down now, and Harvey Keene the batter. Harvey with a home run yesterday, won the second game of the doubleheader, a very exciting ball game. He sliced at the right field, taking advantage of the very short right field area right down the line. Harvey, one for one in this ballgame, came in at 309. He's playing third base, the first time he's played in the infield in this series, before he was used in the outfield by the San Francisco Giants. Bob Miller's first pitch is swung on and fouled straight back, strike one. This is Miller's sixth start and his 11th appearance of the season. He has worked two-thirds of an inning prior to this game against the Giants. He gave up no runs and no hits. He has no official record against them. No wins, no losses. A change of pace is low, ball one. One ball, one strike, one out. Mets lead it 1-0. So plenty of ones out there in the board. Back to Harvey Keene with a curveball. He watches it go by for strike two. Bob Miller worked well his last time out. That was against the Dodgers on Memorial Day. He pitched seven innings and he allowed only two earned runs, giving up four hits. The 1-2 pitch to Keene is down in the dirt. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Miller is certainly recognized as one of the top prospects the Mets have in the pitching department. He came out of the St. Louis Cardinal organization. He has yet to win one on the books this year, 0-2. Now the 2-2 pitch to Keene. Hit on the ground to second base. Charlie Neal is there, up with it, over to first in time for out number two. Two men up and two down in the batter now, Willie McCovey. McCovey has had three hits and eight times up in the series. Two of the hits home runs. One to right field, one to left. Batting at 347 as he came into the ball game. He's a big fella, batting from the left-hand side. Six-foot-four, 195 pounds. Miller's first pitch is a changeup that's down low, ball one. Willie McCovey broke into the major leagues with four base hits and four times up. Has tremendous power. Miller back to the plate again with a change and just below the knees, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. McCovey's hard to pitch to because he's what they would call a spray hitter, but he has power all the way, both ways. And he's sort of a wild swinger. They try to jam him as much as they can, pitch him tight with a fastball, and change up a lot. He likes the ball out and away. 2-0 pitch, change up the tie. Ball three, three balls and no strikes. So Miller now working to McGilly, falling behind 3-0, and the on-deck batter is Willie Mays. McCovey is the man he wants. He doesn't want to put anybody on in front of Mays. Giants are loaded with hitters in their lineup. They have good power to spare. 3-0 pitch swung on, hit on the ground to Stoneberry. He takes it on the big hop, throws to Miller covering to retire the side. For the Giants in the third, three up and three down. And the score at the end, the 2.5 innings of play. The New York Mets won, the San Francisco Giants, nothing. Juan Marichal on the mound now, taking his warm-up pitches as they move along in the ballgame. 1-0 Mets, bottom half of the third inning. And the Mets will send up their pitcher, Bob Miller, followed by Joe Christopher and Rod Caneal. In the first inning, the Mets picked up the only run of the ballgame when Caneal singled to left field. He moved down to second base with Mancia on a hit-and-run play, grounded out to third. He was picked off second, but the second baseman dropped the ball, and he later scored on a bloop single off of the glove of Cepeda by Frank Thomas. So the one run unearned in the ballgame. Miller the batter, batting from the right-hand side, and Juan Marichal into the windup. First pitch, a swing and a miss, strike one. Marichal, a record of 7 wins and 3 losses, is making his fourth attempt to win his eighth game. This fellow's had a very illustrious career. He's been a good pitcher right from the start. Again, a fastball, this time watched by Bob Miller, strike two. Marichal broke into the major leagues with a two-hit shutout after being recalled from Tacoma, where he was setting the league afire in the Pacific Coast League. Curveball, just about a strike. Home plate umpire Paul Pryor with his right arm about halfway up, and then he pulled it down quickly, just missing. One ball, two strikes. Marichal, in his first year in 58, led the league in victories with 21. That was the Midwest League. His next year, he led the league in victories with 18 in the Eastern League. Swing and a foul tip in the catcher's glove. Strike three. Miller down on strike. Strikeout number three by Juan Marichal. And in his third year, Marichal was leading the league in wins when he was called up by the Giants from the Pacific Coast League. So he's been a winning pitcher. First year in the majors, he was 6-2. Last year, 13-10. He's one of the top pitchers in baseball. Now Joe Christopher. Curveball at just outside, ball one. As Lindsey Nelson was telling you, Marichal has a big kick. He raises his leg high in the air. This is a new addition. He didn't do this in the minor leagues. He's added this to his pitching delivery. And it makes it difficult for the batter because it's hard to find the ball. He's been blessed with good control, and the big move doesn't bother him. Fastball through at the knees, strike one. Christopher flied out to center field, batting 200. One nothing game, Mets lead it. Bottom of the third. Now the right-hander back to the plate. It's on the corner, strike two. Christopher watching. One ball, two strikes. Pitch to Joe Christopher. Swung on, hit the right field. Moving back towards the warning track is Philippe Alou. He is there and he makes the catch. So Christopher now out for the second out, and the batter's Rod Caneal. Rod singled his first time up and scored the only run of the ball game when Thomas drove him in with a base hit. Rod has had five hits and a walk in his last six times up. Casey Stengel using him in right field to keep him in the lineup. He's been red hot. First pitch is swung on and missed, strike one. Caneal over the top of a slider. Now the right-hander back to Caneal. And a base hit if it stays fair, but it goes foul down the right field side. Caneal behind hit that ball off the end of his bat, looped it over the first baseman's head, it curved foul. Another count, two strikes and no ball. In Philadelphia, the Phillies have scored two runs in the bottom half of the third to pull up on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dodgers lead it 4-2. Padres and short in the ballgame as the pitchers. Curveball got him looking, strike three. Advertised a drive, the fourth strikeout picked up by Juan Marichal. In the inning, the Mets down in order, 1-2-3. And the score at the end of three, the New York Mets won on two hits, the San Francisco Giants none on two hits. Mays came into the ball game with a .311 batting average. He has now five hits and 16 times the bat right here in the Polygon in his return to New York. Two of the hits, home runs. As Bob Miller gets set to pitch. And the first pitch to Mays is swung on and fouled away for strike one. In the St. Louis-Milwaukee game, the Cardinals out in the first inning, Milwaukee batting. Gibson and Henley, the starting pitchers. In the Cincinnati-Chicago game, the Cubs lead 1-0 at the end of one inning. Grabowski and Kuntz pitching in that one. Williams had a home run. He's been red hot. He had four hits yesterday. Next pitch to Mays, way inside. Ball one. Mays had to scoot away. One ball, one strike. And Pittsburgh beats Houston at the end of four and a half by a score of 5-4. Tiefenauer now in for Houston. Sturdivant pitching for Pittsburgh. Haddix and Burgess home runs in that ball game. That's the first of two. 1-1 pitch to Mays is up high. Two balls and one strike. starting pitchers at Detroit for Cleveland, Ramos for Detroit, Mossy. Boston, Kansas City postponed, wet ground. Washington won in the top half of the first. Minnesota batting now. Daniels and Kralik pitching there. 2-1 pitch to Mays. Swung on, full foul over the top of the roof. So it'll go as a long strike. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The White Sox at Baltimore leading 1-0 at the end of 1.5. Lazard going for Chicago. And for the Birds, it's at Estrada. Yankees are at L.A. That game hasn't started as of yet. 2-2 as Mays takes outside. A curveball missing low away. And the count goes full at 3-2. The on-deck batter, Orlando Cepeda. 1-0 game in favor of the Mets. Infield straight away for Mays. Outfield deep and straight away. Now the 3-2 pitch to Willie Mays. Curveball swung on it. Tipped into the catcher's glove, strike three. And that's 5 strikeouts in a row for Willie Mays. Bob Miller now picking Mays up twice on strikeouts. And his last 3 times up in the second game of the doubleheader, Mays went down twice to Craig Anderson and once to Al Jackson. Here is Orlando Cepeda. Cepeda hit into a forced play in the first inning. 0-for-1 in the ball game. He came in at 344. 4 hits and 15 trips to the plate. And he takes inside. Ball 1. Cepeda deep in the box. The right-handed batter. And a curveball misses low for ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes. Led the major leagues in home runs last year. There's a smash right at Banchier. He gloves it, and it was well hit. Out number 2. And now while we wait for Philippe Alou to come to bat, we pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady 810 on your radio dial, where the time is now 3 o'clock. The temperature reading a very comfortable 71 degrees.
To you from the Polo Ground. Score of the game, 1-0, favor the Mets. 2 men out in the bottom, in the top of the fourth inning, and Philippe Alou the batter. Bob Miller on the mound, into the windup, and his first pitch to the right-handed batter is a called strike, a fastball through. Alou, who had quite a series against the Mets in San Francisco, has picked it up right here in New York. He's had 7 hits and 14 trips to the plate against the Mets right here. There's a strike call, strike 2. He's 0-for-1 in this ball game. He came in batting 346. He has taken over the club leadership on the Giants with his 346 average. No balls and 2 strikes. As Miller wheels and deals, and it's outside, ball 1. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Infield not too deep. Alou is a fast runner. They're playing straight away. The outfield very deep and straight away. The 1-2 pitch down in the dirt. Ball 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller trying to break a curveball off. Put too much on it. Got it down in the dirt in front of the plate. On deck batter, Tom Holler, the catcher. Back to Alou with a curveball swung on and missed, strike 3. So 2 strikeouts in the inning. Willie Mays and Philippe Alou to retire the side. And the score at the end of 3 1/2 innings of play. The New York Mets won. The San Francisco Giants, nothing. After two of refreshing Rheingold. You know, Rheingold just naturally goes with baseball. Goes with all good times because Rheingold has a taste all its own. It's beer's beer should taste. And dry tells you why. It tells you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way for a taste that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Why don't you enjoy it now? Right along with the game. And the game now in 3 1/2 innings, 1-0 in favor of the New York Mets. Coming to bat for the Mets will be Felix Mantilla here against Juan Marichal. Mantilla, Thomas, and Thornberry, the third, fourth, and fifth batters in the batting order. Felix rounded out to third, his only time up in the ballgame. He came in batting 274. In the bottom half of the first inning against St. Louis, Milwaukee scored 5 runs, so they have taken a 5-0 lead. Cardinals really having the troubles winning the ballgame. The Dodgers in the top of the fourth now lead 5-2 over Philadelphia. First pitch to Mantilla, called strike as Marichal comes in. Right here, the score of the ballgame, 1-0 New York. Marichal, through 3 innings, has allowed 1 run on 2 hits. He has struck out 4. There's a fastball that's outside. 1-1. Mantilla, right-handed batter. And the right-handed pitcher with a 1-1 pitch with a curveball, and it's low for ball 2. 2-1. Marichal back to Mantilla. A fastball swung on and fouled back in the screen. Strike 2. 2-2. The 2-2 pitch by the right-hander. Get out to right center field. Over there is Felipe Lou. He signals for it and he makes the catch. One man out and the batter is Frank Thomas. Frank drove in the only run of the ball game when he looped the single over the head of Cepeda. Cepeda got his glove on it as he ran back towards right field, but he couldn't hold it, and scoring from second base was Rod Caniel. So Frank, with 5 hits and 15 times at bat in the series, he's batting 333. He came into the ballgame with a National League batting average just 322. Thomas right on top of the plate, batting from the right-hand side. First pitch to him, swung on and missed, strike 1. It's interesting to notice how the different ball clubs position their defensive players against Thomas. The Giants don't switch at all on him. They keep their second baseman on the second base side. The Dodgers move the second baseman over on the shortstop side. Play 3 infielders on the left field side of second base. There's a line drive, a base hit down the left field line. The ball's coming off the wall. McCovey's up with it. Thomas going for 2. The throw there, the fly, the tag, not in time. But Thomas, with a good slide, beat the throw. Those 2 hits for Frank. And that's the 3rd hit of the ball game by the Mets off of Juan Marichal. Runner at second base and the batter is Mara Thornberry. Mara was out on strikes. The first strikeout victim by Juan Marichal. He is 0-1. Batting left-handed. 1-0 game. Mets lead, and they have a runner at second base. Dolly Hemus yells down to Thomas. One man out. Thornberry swings at a curveball and misses for strike one. Big curve by Juan Marichal. Marichal doesn't look big in the mound, but he's listed at 6 foot. Weighs 180 pounds, and he really comes off of the top. He kicks that leg up and comes right overhand with a curveball as he works to the plate. The one-strike pitch, again a curve. This one's up too high for ball one. One ball, one strike. The Giants with their double win yesterday, and the Dodger loss, the first loss by the Dodgers in 14 games, have a one-and-a-half game lead in the National League. A 1-1 pitch to Thornberry, fastball. He watched it go by at the knees for strike two. A year ago, after 54 games, the Giants were 31-23 in third place. 2 games back of Cincinnati, then 1.5 back of L.A. So the Giants doing better than last year when they finished high up in the race. 1-2 pitch hit on the ground hard at second base, but the second baseman, Chuck Hiller, is up with the ball. He throws over to Cepeda for the out, and Thomas moves over to third. So now the Mets, with a 1-0 lead, have a runner at third base, and the batter's Hobie Landreth. Hobie's 0-for-1. He came into the game batting .324. Now he's down to .316. Batting left-handed. The on-deck batter is Charlie Neal. Marichal takes his time with his glove on his left knee. Now goes into the windup, and the first pitch to Hobie. Curveball right over for strike one. Thomas at third base. Harvey Keene at third, playing right even with the bag against Landreth. Thomas comes down the line as Marichal deals to the plate. A fun attempt to stop by the pitcher's mound. Marichal is up with it. Throws the first base in time to get Landreth. Oh, Hobie trying to cross up the defense. Tried to beat out a bunt with Thomas on third, but he couldn't quite hit it hard enough to get it by the pitcher. In the inning for the Mets, no runs on one hit. There were no errors. One man left in the score. At the end of four, the New York Mets won. The San Francisco Giants, nothing.
Your first then the Giants. Of course, they're going to be lots of big events coming up. For instance, today closes the current homestand, but the Mets will be back here on June 15th to open up a series against the Chicago Cubs. And on Saturday, June 16th, there's a special treat for Mets fans because Saturday, June 16th, has been designated as Camera Day. From 12 noon until 12:45 on that day, before the game with the Cubs, any shutterbug may come to the field boxes and have any of the players pose. There will be many valuable prizes for the best pictures. So come on the 16th and bring your camera and get here by 12 noon. And for a 45-minute period, from 12 until 12:45, you can come right down to the field boxes right behind the barrier. And the players will be along there in front of the barrier, and you can have them pose all around for all sorts of pictures, and then there'll be prizes for the cameraman who comes up with the best picture. The date, once again, Saturday, June 16th. We're going now to the top half of the fifth inning. And Tom Haller will be leading up to lead off for the San Francisco Giants, followed by Chuck Hiller and Jose Pagan. Looking quickly at scores at the end of 3.5 now in the National League. It is the Dodgers 5. They've scored in every inning, and the Phillies 2. Padres starts against McLeish. Chris Short relieved McLeish in the second inning. Tony Gonzalez homered in the third with one on to account for the 2 Philly runs. And at the end of an inning and a half now, the Braves 5, the Cardinals nothing, Gibson against Henley. At the end of 2 innings, the Cubs 1, Cincinnati Reds nothing, Dvorsky against Kuntz. And at the end of 5.5, it is Houston 5 and the Pittsburgh Pirates 5. Here's the pitch, and it's coming in there high to Tom Haller. left-hand batter. He grounded out, second to first in the top half of the second inning. Bob Miller working for the New York Mets. Doesn't wind up, he just pumps. That pitch is outside. The American League, all single games today. At the end of an inning and a half, the Tigers lead the Indians 1-0. Ramos against Monty. Boston at Kansas City postponed because of wet ground. Washington 1, the Minnesota Twins nothing at the end of an inning and a half. White Sox 1, the Orioles nothing at the end of 2.5. The Yankees play the Angels on the coast, the latest start. It's in there for a called strike to Haller. Mets leading by a score of 1-0 as we go to the top half of the fifth. And here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. Wes Westrum is coaching at first base for the San Francisco Giants. And Whitey Lockman is coaching around at third, as usual. Larry Johnson is the pitching coach. And Alvin Dark, the manager of the San Francisco Giants. Out and he walked him, and Miller's a little unhappy with himself as he kicks the dirt out on the mound. And it's the first walk given up by Bob Miller in this ballgame. And he gives the Giants a base run in the top of the fifth with nobody out, and Chuck Hiller coming up. He's looking down to Whitey Lockman, the coach at third, to get a sign. At third base for the Mets, Felix Mantilla moves in just to the edge of the grass. Because the Mets have to defend here against the possibility of the sacrifice. Giants trailing by one run in the top of the fifth inning. Bob Miller, of course, will be working from a stretch position. Thornberry holds against the runner. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He took a full cut. There was no sacrifice on there. Of course, in this situation, the manager controls every pitch as far as the batter's concerned. Sometimes you take it off, put it on, take it off. And that is why the defense must be alert on each pitch for the possibility. Thornberry now has moved back behind the runner, not holding him on the second pitch after he saw Chuck Hiller take that big cut. Thornberry moves himself into a little better defensive position for a ground ball. Here's the pitch. It's pitch out. And he was not running that time either. He is digging in at the plate. Landis called for the pitch out, figuring something might be on it. It might be going on a hit and run. However, he didn't get going. It's 1-1 now. One ball and one strike. The Mets lead by a score of 1-0. He's running his time. Swing the ground ball, full foul. They had to hit and run on that time. After Landry's call for the pitch off, they put it on, and the ball was full foul by Hiller to give him a count of one ball and two strikes. Jose Pagan kneeling in the on-deck circle to be followed by Juan Marichal. Bob Miller goes to the Rossen bag. Pitch is outside for ball. It's 2-2. Could have been a pitch out again. In Philadelphia, the Phillies got five big runs in the bottom half of the fourth inning. And they now lead the Dodgers by a score of 7-5. Paul Brown's coming to pitch for the Phillies. Here's a swing and a foul ball. A hit and run on again. As they had Tom Haller going on the pitch, Chuck Hiller fouled it off. Count holds at 2-2. In the dugout, Bob Niemann has a towel and is giving pitcher Juan Marichal the fan treatment. Now, Niemann is relieved by trainer Bowman. Landis walks out now all the way to the mound to check with Bob Miller. And they walk together back toward the mound. Conversing with a count of two balls and two strikes. Paul Pryor, the plate umpire, starts out to see if he can get this convention broken up. And he does. Landis turns, comes back behind the plate. Tom Haller leads at first base. Here's a 2-2 pitch swung in as a drive out to left field. This is tipping in for a base hit. Mike Thomas gets it on one up, holds it up, and that holds Haller at second. But a line shot, the second hit of the day for Chuck Hiller. And the Giants have runners at first and second. Nobody out, and Jose Pagan coming up. He's been up one time and flat out deep to left. And now, the Mets must indeed protect against the possibility of the sacrifice. And Felix Mantilla comes in from third to check with Bowden along what they're going to do in case of a bunt down the third baseline. Who's going to take it? Who's going to cover? How are we going to play it? Because the Giants trail by one, and they have runners on first and second with nobody out. At first base, Mara Thornberry is even with the bag. Number 8 hitter in the batting order. Pagan is at the plate. Bob Miller is looking in for a sign from Hobie Landis. Haller and Hiller are the base runners. Here's the pitch. He squares the punt, fouls it off. It's strike one. Jose Pagan squaring around the punt, fouled it off right down into the dirt. And it's strike one to him. Runners holding first and second. Manager Alvin Dark of the Giants had the sacrifice on that time, trying to move these runners along. Miller has the sign. He stretches, runners lead. Thornberry charging. Here's the pitch, and it's pitch out, and he was not bunting. He was not bunting. He was digging in that time. It's 1-1, so Landis now goes out to check with Miller once again. On the first pitch, manager Dark had the sacrifice on. The second pitch, he did not have it on because Jose Pagan was digging in at the plate. So let's see about the third pitch. He swings and misses. Strike two. He gets the full cut. No sacrifice there, so it's 1-2 now to Pagan. Bob Miller takes a tug at the belt. Pagan standing outside the batter's box for a moment. Comes back in. Juan Marichal is due up next. There's nobody out. This is a big man for Bob Miller to work on. 1-2, the pitch curveball swung out and missed in the bat. Goes completely out of his hand, and Paul Fryer says yes. All the way around. Curveball, that was low and away, but Pagan took his cut. That is strikeout number 4 for Bob Miller, and a big one for him in this situation. One away, and pitcher Juan Marichal is coming up. He's been up one time, and he grounded out to first base. Unassisted. Is a right-hander all the way. Miller again must work from a stretch position with runners holding at first and second. The possibility of the sacrifice still in effect here with one man out. Thornberry in on the edge of the grass. Here's the pitch. He squares the punt. Punch it off foul. It's a foul ball. Strike one count to Juan Marichal. Manager Alvin Dark trying to get those runners along. With the Mets leading by a score of 1-0 in the top half of the fifth inning. Playing the National League leading San Francisco Giants. Again, he squares the bunt, pitch out, no throw. Hobie Landis called for the pitch out. Had the arm cocked in case the runners were moving. They were not, so there was no throw, and it is one ball and one strike. Marichal had squared around the bunt. Thornberry at first base, charging on the pitch. Felix Mantilla even with the edge of the grass at third. Here's the pitch. This time it is a fly ball going to right field. It's short right. Keneal's going to have to come on. It's in short right. Keneal takes it, and there is no advance. And Neal still has the ball fixed it over to Charlie Neal. So the sacrifice was taken off. Marichal took the full swing. Glad to Keneal in short right. Two men out. Haller still at second. Hill is still at first. And Harvey Keene coming up. This is the man who broke up the second game yesterday with a home run into the right field seat. A two-run homer that won the ball game for the San Francisco Giants. Harvey Keene. Today he has singled and grounded out in two previous trips. Right-hand batter. Again, of course, Miller will be working from a stretch position. Keene is hitting 312 right now. Here's a pitch inside for ball. Hobie Landis scrambling over there. On his knees if he dived for that one. Inside and low. Ball one count to Harvey Keene. Lead at first and second. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. Keene had a notion for a second, switched the bat and held it up. It's 1-1. Two men out, runners at first and second. The pitch. The ball in there for a called strike. It's 1-2. Curveball has been going exceptionally well for him in this ball game. Now Hobie Landis calls time, goes halfway out. Bob Miller comes down off the mound. Check with Hobie. One ball and two strikes to count to Harvey Keene. Keene and Hobie were teammates last year. Landis back behind the plate. Miller looking in for the sign. Here's a pitch.
Well, and this strike struck him out. Bob Miller getting himself out of what could have been a tough spot there with his fifth strikeout. And in the top half of the fifth inning, the San Francisco Giants get no runs. On one hit, no errors, and two left. Bob Miller with a fine pitching performance in the clutch, and at the end of four and a half innings of play, the score is the New York Mets 1 and the San Francisco Giants nothing. Now listen to...
All right, we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning with the New York Mets sending us Charlie Neal, Leo Chacon, and Bob Miller. And right now, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
You are tuned to WGY Schenectady, your New York Mets station. The time is now 29 minutes past 3 o'clock. The temperature reading is 72 degrees.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at the Polo Ground. Coming to the home half of the fifth inning, Charlie Neal steps into the batter's box. He has been up one time, and he flied out to right field. Juan Marichal with seven victories to his credit on the mound for the league-leading San Francisco Giants. Pitch is in there for a call, strike one. The Mets are leading by a score of 1-0 over the Giants here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. That pitch is outside for ball. 1-1. In Pittsburgh, the Colt 45s and the Pirates are still tied. 6-6 going to the top half of the eighth inning. Pitch is high. It's 2-1 out of Charlie Neal. In Chicago, the Cubs got four runs in the bottom of the third. The Reds got one in the top of the fourth. They're going to the bottom of the fourth. It's the Cubs 5 and the Cincinnati Reds 1. Milwaukee 5, the Cardinals nothing at the end of 3. Cardinals are having their troubles these days. Look at a foul ball. Off the mask to catcher Tom Allen. He takes it off to inspect it. Dodgers did not score in the top of the fifth, so going to the bottom of the fifth, it's the Phillies 7 and the Los Angeles Dodgers 5. Last night, the Phillies broke the 13-game winning streak of the Los Angeles Dodgers, shutting them out. Swinging a foul ball off the bat of Charlie Neal, back onto the screen and out of play. It is 2-2. Elio Chacon kneels in the on-deck circle as Juan Marichal works. At the dive, that's on a short hop to Hiller. He plays to Cepeda in time for the out. One away. The line drive, that Hiller's short hop. Umpire Mike Sicori at second base giving a safe sign to indicate that he did not catch it on the fly. And then the throw on over to Cepeda was in time. There is one away. And Elio Chacon coming up. And up one time and he struck out. And the Mets battling at the Polo Grounds in the wind-up game of the series and the wind-up game of the current homestand of the Mets. Here is a pitch to slow. And the team could not have much better fan support than the New York Mets have had during this homestand against the Dodgers and the Giants. They have turned out in great numbers and with great enthusiasm. That pitch is high for ball. It's 2-0. The 2-0 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Elio took a riffle. It's 2-1. The Mets got their run in the bottom half of the first inning. Rod Caniel scored it on a hit by Frank Thomas. Pitch is low. Elio shortened up that time as though to push the ball down the first baseline. But the count to him is out now. 3 balls and 1 strike. With one out in the first inning, Caniel's single moved to second on a hit and run play as Mantilla grounded out, carried to first, and scored on the base hit by Thomas. There's a swing and a foul ball back onto the screen. 3-2 now to Elio. The hit by Thomas actually was a bloop back of first, and Cepeda went back, couldn't make a play on it, and Rod Caniel came home from second base. Here's a payoff pitch. It's low and he walked him. That is the first walk given up in this game by Marichal, coming with one man out in the bottom half of the fifth inning. And coming up for the Mets now will be Bob Miller. So with one away, it is the Giants who will have to defend against the possibility of the sacrifice now with the pitcher coming up. Miller gets a hand as he comes out of the dugout. Stops to get a bat from Joe Christopher in the on-deck circle. Talks to Christopher as he does. Starts away, says something to him, and keeps going on up to the plate, swinging a bat. Conference at the mound. Now Cepeda is in, checking with Marichal. Tom Haller has been out there. Chacon has rid himself of the hard hat. And Bob Miller has gone down to check with Coach Solly Hemus. Solly wanted to give it to him word of mouth rather than depend on the sign system in this particular situation. Mets have a 1-0 lead, and Harvey Keene at third base is well in on the grass in anticipation, actually, of a bunt attempt. Cepeda's charging from first base. Pitch hasn't come off yet, and Cepeda's got halfway down, and Marichal stepped off the rubber. That means Cepeda's going to have to go all the way back to hold against the runner again. Cone takes a slight lead. Keene is standing sort of lackadaisically. Now he sharpens up. Miller squared the bunt, going to second is Chacon, and he's out at second base. Chacon was running on the pitch. he is out at second base as it goes 2-6. Miller took the pitch for ball one. He was not bunting. Really, he was squared to bunt, but he did not try to bunt. But Chacon got the jump and took off. So now, two men out, nobody on base. And he got to Miller, one ball and no strike. He'll be swinging away now. Here is the pitch. In there for a call strike. It's 1-1. Just a try, but didn't bring the bat around. Marichal. Sending from the waist to get the side. Now, into the big windup. The overhand throw, swing, and a ground ball going to short. Taken by Pagani. He'll have to cut it loose. He does. Just in time. He's out at first base. Bob Miller has good speed getting down to first base, and that was just in time to get him. So the Mets, in the bottom half of the fifth inning, go out with no runs, on no hits, no errors, and nobody left. The end of five full innings of play. The score is the New York Mets 1 and the San Francisco Giants nothing. Why don't you enjoy a cool, refreshing glass of Rheingold right now, along with this game? Ground crew is out to get the infield in shape at the end of five innings of play. That's the National League rule. They come out and drag the infield for the continuation of the ball game. The New York Met battery has not come out yet. Hobie Landreth and Bob Miller starting out now. Miller, of course, was the last base runner. He's taking his time there to get his breath back. And as they come on out, we'll remind you that if you'd like to purchase a copy of the Met yearbook, you can do it right here at the Polo Grounds. Any home game, the Met yearbooks are on sale, 50 cents each. Or if you'd like to order a Met yearbook by mail, you can do it that way. Address your request to yearbook, Polo Grounds, New York 39, New York, and enclose 50 cents for each copy of the yearbook that you wish. The season, when you make your plans to attend the games here at the Polo Grounds, day games, night games, any home game, keep in mind that the parking lots at Yankee Stadium are open for all the Met home games, as well as the parking lots here at the Polo Grounds. Perhaps you saw in morning papers reports on the progress being made at Flushing Meadow on the stadium that will be the home of the Mets in future years. Progress is coming right along. In the top half of the sixth inning, the Giants will send up Willie McCovey, Willie Mays, and Orlando Cepeda. Bob Miller, the starter, still working for the New York Mets. A great many newspapermen before the ball game were around, as they have been all week long, covering the Dodgers and the Giants against these Mets. Very many comparisons are being made by them between the Dodgers and the Giants. And it's difficult to compare the two teams. They're actually different in character. All right, to the business at hand. Willie McCovey, tall, rangy, dangerous, left-hand batter. With a batting average of 333 right now. Standing in and waiting for a pitch from Bob Miller. Pitch is in there for a called strike. McCovey forced Harvey Keene in the first inning, and he grounded out. First base to the pitcher covering in the third. But he is a man who needs only one push of the big bat to ride the baseball. Pitched him tight that time. It's 1-1 now to McCovey. The opening game of the series Friday night, McCovey had home runs his first two times up. Change of speed goes high. It's 2-1 now to Willie McCovey. Bob Miller shakes off one side, now has one he wants. There's a swing and a foul ball, back and out of play. We stop before the ball game to check with Gil Hodges to see how he is doing with the injured leg. Said, how's it doing? He said, well, I can walk better. He's still in not much shape to run, but walks with less pain. He takes the heat treatments every day. He was in the whirlpool before the ball game today, giving that a try. It's 2-2 pitch to McCovey. It's high and tight. Ball three, so it's out full. Bridges was the recipient of a trophy before today's ball game as the player of the week, so voted by the baseball writers and broadcasters covering the New York Mets. The ballot is taken each week, and Hodges received the trophy for the past week. It is swinging a foul ball on a 3-2 pitch out of play. Willie Mays kneeling in the on-deck circle. As McCovey steps back and then pounds the plate. Bob Miller looks around. Now appears in to get a sign from Holy Lander. Has it. Here's the pitch.
Swung on and missed. Strike three. He struck him out. Strikeout number six for Bob Miller.
Whatever Willie Mays does. 1-2, the count to Spader now. Almost went but held up. It's blowing away. 2-2. Spader refused to comment on that. He said he didn't know. He just tried to do the best he could.
We could say banter.
Score tied here, 1-1 in the top half of the sixth inning. He is called out on strikes and into it. He turned and walked away from the plate. Curveball in there. That is strikeout number 7 for Bob Miller against the National League leading San Francisco Giants, and he was Felipe Alou. He grounded out and he struck out. Felipe Alou with a batting average right now of 342. Going down that giant batting order, a pitcher doesn't get much rest. Going from McCovey to Mays to Cepeda to Alou. Called strike one to Felipe Alou. Most of the baseball writers before the ball game are discussing the Giants and the Dodgers, with the opinion that certainly the Giants are the greater power team. Swing and a foul tip. Rolled away, and it is strike two. Dodgers would appear to have more team speed, perhaps better pitching, but there's no question that this Giants team will score a great many runs. Of course, they did last year. They have a great offense. Zooming out, nobody on base. Two strike count to Felipe Alou. Miller's set, pitch is low and away, hit into the dirt, blocked by Hobie Landa. One and two. Tom Haller is kneeling in the on-deck circle. One-two pitch. Swung out and missed strike three. He struck him out. So that Bob Miller got three strikeouts in the inning, but gave up a home run to Willie Mays. That is strikeout number 8 for Miller. And in the top half of the sixth, the Giants got one run on one hit. The homer by Mays. No errors and nobody left. And at the end of 5.5 innings to play, the score is the New York Mets 1, the San Francisco Giants 1. And now coming right up, jazz variations on a favorite tune. Like the song says, people everywhere sing out, "My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer." And dry tells you why. Yes, sir, dry tells you Rheingold has a brisk, bright, clean taste all its own. Discover the difference dry makes. Pour yourself a tall, refreshing glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. Enjoy it along with this ball game. Going to the bottom half of the sixth inning, Joe Christopher, Rod Caneal, and Felix Mantilla coming up for the New York Mets to face Juan Marichal. The Cardinals have scored two runs in the top of the fourth. At the end of four, it's the Braves 5. The Cards 2. Gibson against Henley. Going to the bottom of the sixth now, and the Phillies still lead the Dodgers 7-5. Harvey Keene leaves his position at third and is going out into right field. Felipe Alou out there is coming in. Alvin Dark is at the plate checking with umpire Paul Fryer with a lineup card. So Keene is going to right field. And this would be Davenport coming in at third, I believe. But Harvey Keene has gone to right. And Felipe Alou is coming off the field. Could be Bowman. Ernie Bowman is a third baseman. Ernie Bowman is a third baseman. As he is taking ground balls now and firing them on across, loosening up the arm. So Ernie Bowman is at third and Keene is in right. If you're keeping a scorecard, put Bowman in there batting number 5 and place for Lou.
Now playing
Christopher up to lead off. Well, that is something of a twitch by manager Alvin Dark. One might have thought that he would move Alou over and take Willie McCovey out of that outfield, but he did not. He took Philippe Alou out of the lineup. Here's a pitch to Christopher. Overhand curveball in there for a call, strike one. So Ernie Bowman is the third baseman and Harvey Keene is the right fielder. That pitch is low and away. We had started to say that the Phillies are batting in the bottom half of the sixth inning, still leading the Los Angeles Dodgers by a score of 7-5. One ball and one strike count to Joe Christopher. There's a swing and a ground ball foul, fielded by Solly Amos on the coaching box at third. We've been watching Philippe Alou in the dugout, and trainer Bowman has been over there checking with him. He has been bothered with his throwing arm. It's caused him some trouble recently, and that could be the cause that Alou has been taken out of the lineup here. Suffice to say, he is out, and he's in the dugout right now. Juan Marichal lines and fires low to Christopher. It's 2-2. Alvin Dart standing there in the corner of the dugout where he has been so very much during this series, watching the proceedings out on the field. Christopher took a look, and that is strikeout number 5 for Juan Marichal. One away and nobody on for the Mets, batting in the bottom half of the sixth inning. So that brings up Rod Caneal, who is 1-for-2. He scored the one run that the New York Mets have. Marichal's pitch to Caneal is taken in there for a call strike, a fastball. Takes it low. It's 1-1. The American League at the end of 3. The Tigers lead the Cleveland Indians 6-1. The end of 4. The Washington Senators and the Minnesota Twins are tied 2-2. The end of 5.5. The White Sox won. The Orioles nothing. The Yanks are at Los Angeles to play the Angels in a latest start. He checks and takes low for ball. Rod Caneal, right-hand batter at the plate, waiting for the 2-1 pitch. It's on the way. That's ball in there for a call, strike two. It's 2-2. Caneal turns and walks out of the batter's box to get a handful of dirt. Felix Mancia kneeling in the on-deck circle. Two-two pitch. Check swing, ground ball to the right side. Chuck Hiller has it. Places to Feta in time, and Caneal is out. Two away, nobody on for the Mets in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Score tied. The Mets won, the Giants won, and Felix Mancia coming up. He's been up twice without a hit in this game. With a pitch, curveball, it dipped in there for a call, strike one. Then Marichal set to work. Pitch is low for a ball. Ron Thomas has now moved into the on-deck circle for the Mets. Bending from the waist to get the sign as it dips low. Here's a pitch high for ball. Two balls and one strike to Felix Mancia. Tomorrow it's an off day for the New York Mets, and then they go to Philadelphia on Tuesday to meet the Phillies in a night game. Game time 8:05 Tuesday night. We'll be on the air at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Tuesday night. Here's a swing and a drive out into left field. McCovey's coming on. Can't get it. Falls in for a base hit. He spears it with one hand. Fires it back in. And holding it first is Mancia. Falls in quite a hop out there. And Willie McCovey had to use the big glove to get it way over to keep it from going past him. Now, with a runner at first. Score tied. Mike Thomas is coming up. Mike has singled a drive and a run and doubled in this ballgame. He's 2-for-2. Frank Thomas has a batting average right now of .330, including 13 home runs. So he steps into the batter's box to face the young right-hander, 24-year-old Juan Marichal. Throw over, and Mantilla gets back safely. Estrada playing a little cat and mouse with him. They're holding the ball on him as he's trying to regain his balance. That pitch misses outside to Thomas. Fastball fired. One ball and no strike. Over to first. It's not in time. And again, Cepeda is holding the ball on Mancia. He gets up. Augie Donatelli at first, giving the face signal two or three times. Now he shall look under the stretch. Dillon steps off the rubber. Again, here's the pitch to Thomas. Low and away. Comes in there with a big overhand motion. It's two balls and no strike to Frank Thomas. Two men out, the runner at first. Thomas swung on. It's a high fly ball to left field. McCovey's coming in. Pagan is going out. And Pagan calls and makes the catch to retire the side. So in the bottom half of the sixth inning, the New York Mets got no runs on one hit, no errors and one left. At the end of six full innings of play, the score is the San Francisco Giants 1, the New York Mets 1. And right now... In the seventh inning, Tom Haller will be leading off against Bob Miller. Outstanding mound duel going between Juan Marichal and Bob Miller. Two young right-handers with fine arms who, it would seem, would have quite a future out in front of them. Now the hitter is Tom Haller. He has been up twice, grounded out second to first, and drawn a walk. Haller, a big fellow with power, and they play him around the right. Ivio Chacon pulling over almost behind second base. And Mantilla wide of third base over toward the shortstop hole. The windup and pitch by Miller. Curve inside and low. One ball and no strike. Giants tied the game on the 19th homer of the year by Willie Mays in the sixth inning. Willie now has hit three in the series. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. One ball, one strike to Tom Haller. Haller hitting at .246. Tom Haller, left-hand hitter waiting. Lays off the fastball. It's outside. Two balls and a strike. No game tomorrow. The Mets will be in Philadelphia on Tuesday night, and they play a twilight doubleheader in Philadelphia on Wednesday night. Next week will be a busy week in baseball for the New York Mets. Ground ball hit toward the hole. It's going through for a base hit into left field. Tom Haller hit that one against the defensive shift.
They vacated the shortstop hole, playing him to pull, and he hit back through the opening into left field. Moves over to the mound to get together with Bob Miller as they discuss what might be coming up. The batter will be Chuck Hiller. Will they have him swing away or will he be bunting? The paid attendance this afternoon is 34,102. For the bunt. He squares around, takes, and the pitch is in there for a call strike. In 5 days this week here at the Polo Grounds, starting on Memorial Day, the Mets have drawn 197,433 people. Miller off the stretch, throws to first, not in time. Maybe Marv went over and said, let's see if we can't pick this fellow off. Game tied 1-1. We're in the top of the seventh inning. They look for the bunt. A pitch out, but nothing was on. The Cronberry bringing up the line to cover in the event of a bunt. Hobie called for a pitch out, thinking that they might have something on. Chuck Hiller has 2-for-2. Single to center in the second and single to left field in the fifth. Down comes the pitch to him, and he's hit by the pitch. A breaking ball, and Hiller is hit by it. Bob Miller coming down off the mound. Didn't seem to think that the ball hit the batter. And now the Giants have a threat with runners on first and second, nobody out. Miller with a tough situation now. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. For 5 days here at the Polo Grounds, starting on Memorial Day, the Mets averaged just about 40,000 a day. 197,433. Jose Pagan is batting. Thornberry coming up the line toward home plate, anticipating the bunt. Now here's Miller into his stretch. He's around the bunt, takes, and it's up high. Good stab by Obie Landry. Miller trying to keep that fastball up high with a lot on it to make it a tough pitch to bunt. And it almost got away. Miller standing motionless. Now has his sign from Hobie. The runners take a lead. Here's the pitch. He has to hit the dirt. Inside the high ball, 2-2-0. Some of the crowd thinking that it was a knockdown pitch by Miller, but it certainly wasn't. The last thing he'd want to do in this spot is to hit a batter. What he is trying to do is keep that fastball up high, which is the toughest pitch to try and bunt. And a pitch that sometimes has popped up. Behind on Jose Pagan. 2 balls and no strikes. Game tied 1-1, top of the seventh inning. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Foul ball that hit his foot and then spun out toward the mound. So they took the bunt off and had Jose Pagan swing away on the 2-0 pitch. But it's a foul ball. 2 balls and a strike. Pagan hitting at 254. Marichal will be coming up next. And then Harvey Keene at the top of the order. The Mets scored their run in the first inning on base hits by Rod Keneal and Frank Thomas. The Giants tied the game on the 19th homer of the year by Willie Mays in the sixth. Now the sign has gone to the bullpen and Jay Hook has started to warm up. Now Miller steps off, but no throw is made.
Here's the pitch on the way. The runners go. Ground ball slowly hit towards shortstop. Helio's got to hurry. The long throw. He beats it out, a base hit. Opposite field single by Tom Haller, a hit batsman, and an infield hit. The Giants have the bases loaded, nobody out, and Juan Mariscal coming up. And now Bob Miller, who has such an excellent ball game, has to try and dig out of deep trouble. Pagan hit a slow, bounding ball towards short. The ball was hit so slow that by the time Emilio came up with it and fired across, it was too late. The Mets will have to be on the lookout for anything here with the pitcher Mariscal up. Nobody out of the bases loaded. Mantilla, even with the bag at third. Thornberry a couple of steps back toward fielding depth. Now Miller takes the lead runner. Into his windup. Down comes the pitch. Too high. The curveball failed to act up for him. Ball one. Strategy change defensively, and the Mets bring the infield in. The infield pulling in right on the edge of the infield grass. Now it's Miller Wine. Here's the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Game tied 1-1. Giants with the bases loaded. Nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. Tom Haller, the lead runner on second. Chuck Hiller on second. Haller on third. Hiller on second. And Pagan on first. Mariscal, right-hand batter. Harvey Keene on deck, and then Willie McCovey. Now the 1-1 pitch. He lays off of it. It's just outside. That one didn't miss by much. Two balls and a strike. Now Juan Mariscal checks with Whitey Lockman, the third base coach. That's playing the infield in with Thornberry moving up. Be on guard against the squeeze play. 2-1 delivery, foul tip, no play, just barely got a piece of that one. And now the count is 2-2. Two balls and two strikes to Juan Mariscal. Miller cranks up, in comes his pitch. Inside and low, a curve that just missed. The string is out, 3-2. Full count, 3-2 on Mariscal. Obie Landreth crouched behind the plate, gives the sign. Now the windup, the 3-2 pitch. He walks it. Walks to Mariscal, breaks the tie, forcing in Tom Haller from third base. Bob Miller, mighty disappointed when the pitch came in low. He could tell the minute he turned it loose that it was going to be a bad one. So it's a run batted in for Mariscal. The pitcher walking with the bases loaded, and the Giants now lead 2-1. Bases still loaded, nobody out, and Harvey Keene coming up. Mets will have to keep the infield in. Harvey Keene has one hit and three times up. Harvey's batting at 312. Miller struck Keene out in the fifth inning with two men on. He's a tough man to fan. Here's the pitch to him. Swing and a miss, strike one. Year in and year out, Harvey is among the top 10 toughest men to fan in baseball. Miller did get him in the fifth inning. Nothing he'd rather do than that again. Hiller, the lead runner on third. Pagan on second. Mariscal on first. Bob Miller out of his windup. Now the pitch. Strike two called. A knee-high fastball. Willie McCovey on deck, and then Willie Mays. Now Miller looking into Hobie Landreth. Hobie clinching that fist saying, give it all you've got. Here's the two-strike pitch. A line drive punched into right field for a base hit. Tiller comes in to score. The guy around third is going to come in to score. And the Giants have two runs in on the opposite field base hit by Harvey Keene. With the infield in, he punched a soft liner over the head of Charlie Neal and into right field. Under normal conditions with the infield back, that ball probably would have been playable by Charlie Neal. So the Giants have three runs in, still nobody out. And they go out in front 4-1. Nobody out, runners at first and third, and Willie McCovey the batter. Pitch to McCovey, a fast ball over, strike one call. Jay Hook continuing to warm up in the bullpen for the Mets. Now the pitch on the way. Strike two called, a good fastball. Willie Mays waiting to bat next. Marischal on third, Harvey Keene on first, and nobody out. Now Miller into the stretch. Two-strike delivery, and the ball is popped up, an infield pop fly. Calling for it, Elio Chacon in behind the mound. Elio has it for the out. One away, runners at first and third, and here's Willie Mays. The year in the sixth inning to tie the game. He has hit a couple of real shots. His home run barely missed, going over the roof in deep left field. Willie leading the majors with 19. He also has 46 runs batted in. Infield back at double play depth. The pitch by Bob Miller, a curve outside ball one. Time call. Miller and Hobie want to get together. Three runs are in here in the top of the seventh inning, and the Giants have taken a 4-1 lead. The outfield back very deep for Willie. Miller up in pitching position. Delivers. Curve over, a good one. A call strike. One ball and one strike. Well, he suffered a very unusual frustration for him when he struck out five straight times, his last three times up yesterday and twice today. But he more than made up for it in the sixth inning with that long home run. Way inside, he had to get out of the way. Two balls and a strike. Orlando Cepeda waiting in the on-deck circle. Miller hoping to get a ground ball now. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Ground ball hit down to third. Mancilla fires to second. There's one on to first. Save at first, and a run comes in. Willie Mays, with that good running speed, running out from under his hat, beats the throw from Charlie Neal. So Willie gets an RBI at 47. The Giants die of four runs in, and they lead 5-1. Cepeda. Two men down, Willie on first. Giants have scored four runs here in the seventh inning with actually not hitting the ball real hard. Swing and a miss by Cepeda, strike one. Orlando Cepeda is the eighth man to hit here in the seventh. Throw to first. Not in time. Willie gets back. Willie led the National League four straight years in stolen bases. Throw to first once again. fastball in there for a call strike. Two strikes now on Cepeda. Giants lead 5-1, top of the seventh. Now Bob Miller up in pitching position with a two-strike count on Orlando Cepeda. In comes the pitch, a pitch out, but nothing was on. Obie Landreth thought Willie might be going, and so he called for a pitch out. One ball and two strikes. Now the 1-2 pitch. A line drive, base hit to center field. Bob Miller almost got his head turned off with that one. On his way to third goes Willie Mays. There was a ball that was really hit. A screaming line drive, and Miller had to hit the dirt in self-defense. Into center field with a base hit by Cepeda, and there's the first ball really rocked here in the seventh inning. Ernie Bowman will be up for the first time. Bowman came in the game at third. Harvey Keene went to right field, and Felipe Alou was taken out by manager Alvin Darga. Felipe Alou's elbow was bothering him. So now the Giants have batted around. They have runners on first and third, two down. Ernie Bowman, right-hand batter. He's been up only four times this year. A soft fly ball to short center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Willie Mays comes in to score. The throw is to third, not in time for Cepeda, and Bowman goes on to second on the throw to third. Now this may be all for Bob Miller. Jay Hook has been warming in the bullpen. Casey coming out for the second time. A Texas League single on a 3-2 pitch in the short center field for Ernie Bowman, scoring Willie Mays. So the Giants have five runs in the top of the seventh. They now lead 6-1. Giants have five hits here in the top of the seventh. Only one of the five, the line drive hit by Orlando Cepeda, was hit hard. Haller hit a ground ball the opposite way through the hole at short. Pagan beat out an infield hit, a slow roller to short. Keene punched a soft liner over a drawn-in infield into right field. Cepeda then hit the wicked line drive in the center. He can't hit a ball any harder than he hit that one. And now Bowman, a Texas League hit on a fly ball in the very short center field. And Bob Miller certainly didn't get any break. That's Jay Hook, the starter in the first game yesterday, is coming on in relief. Give Bob Miller a hand. Over the first six innings, he pitched brilliantly. He allowed one run on the homer by Willie Mays. He gave up just four hits. And he ran into a series of frustrating base hits here in the seventh. So here's the hand for Bob Miller. After hurling six and two-thirds innings. At the moment, he has given up six runs on nine hits. He walked two men, struck out eight, and hit one batter. Giants were off to a good start last year, but not as good as the one they have this year. Alvin, who had a brilliant 13-year playing career, appears to be on his way to an outstanding managing career. And relating his top thrill in his career, of course, for Alvin Dart, he says it has to be the Bobby Johnson home run in 1951. Alvin incidentally got the base hit that got that rally going when the Giants were behind by three. And that will be the theme of the old-timers game here at the Polo Grounds on July 14th. Now, Todd Haller is up for the second time in the inning. He got the five-run inning going with a ground single to left field leading off. Jay Hook, with runners on second and third, winds and pitches. Inside of the knees, one ball and no strike. Five runs are in on five hits. All five have been singles. back into his windup. Down comes the pitch. It's outside, ball two to Tom Haller, 2-0. Orlando Cepeda on third, Ernie Bowman on second. Now hooked behind on the count to Tom Haller. It's 2-0 pitch. A pop-up behind home plate, back toward the dugout of the Giants. Hobie is trailing it. He's under it, and he makes the catch to retire the side. So Tom Haller, the 10th man up in the inning, fouls out to Landreth for the third out. 5 runs on 5 hits, no errors, 2 left on. Now at the end of 6.5 innings, the score, the Giants 6, and the New York Mets 1. For the 7th inning now, the Mets thrilling by 5 after the 5-run outburst by the Giants. The Mets will have Marv Thornberry, Hobie Landreth, and Charlie Neal coming up against Juan Marichal. Marichal has been tough, has allowed 1 run, given up just 4 hits, walked 1 and struck out 5. Over the first 6 innings, Marichal and Bob Miller hooked up in a real good mound duel. Taking up high, ball one. Here's the big windup. Down comes the pitch. A pop foul back toward the Giant dugout. Tom Haller digging in. He's going to have room. And he has it for the out. Thornberry retired on a pop foul. One away, nobody on. That'll bring up Hobie Landreth. Hobie hit with him 2 times up. Bounced out pitcher to first, then tried to beat out a drag bunt for it to get on, but was thrown out by the pitcher. So Hobie is 0 for 2. The Mets tallied their run in the first inning on base hits by Rod Kenneal and Frank Thomas. Time is called by Hobie, and he steps out of the batter's box. Marichal has gone into his windup and wants to know whether or not the pitch should count. But time had been taken by umpire Paul Fryer. Giants, a hot ball club. Good team, and a good team in a hot streak. They have won 10 of their last 11. Marichal delivers a breaking ball off the outside corner. 1 ball and no strikes to Hobie Landreth. Next pitch on the way. Fastball high, 2 balls and no strikes. Coming into today's ball game, Bob Miller in his last 8 outings only once had given up over 2 runs. And he had great stuff today. He pitched himself a whale of a ball game. Gave up just 1 run on Willie Slumber going to 6 innings. A little bit outside, ball 3-0. And it certainly would be something less than fair not to say that of the 5 hits by the Giants in the 7th inning, only 1 was hit hard. A strike on the inside corner, so Bob didn't get any breaks on it. A ground single to the opposite field, a slow roller, a poke into short right field, and a Texas Ligger. Fastball over, a call strike, 3-2 now to Hobie Landreth. Of the 5 hits, only that mean line drive hit by Cepeda was a hard hit ball. Marichal with that big motion. In comes his fist. Fastball over a tall strike to Charlie Neal. Next pitch to Charlie, a ground ball, hits the shortstop. Up with the ball is Jose Pagan. On to Cepeda, and the side is out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. At the end of 7, the score now is the Giants 6 and the New York Mets 1. Now, while the teams are changing sides, let's pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady 810 on your dial, where the time is 25 minutes before 5 o'clock.
Rosie Nelson and Ralph Kiner from the Polo Ground. We'll be going now into the eighth inning with the Giants in front, 6-1. The next time the Dodgers and the Giants come into New York, it will be on the 12th of July. The Dodgers will be in for a night game on July 12th. That's a Thursday night, Friday night, July 13th. Then the Old Timers Day game on Saturday, July the 14th. There will be a two-inning game preceding the regular game that day. Of all the players who participated in that historic playoff game, all that can possibly make it coming back to play in the Old Timers game. The San Francisco Giants will be here at the Polo Grounds for a doubleheader on Sunday, July 15th, and a Monday night game, July 16th. Won't be too long until the Mets will be going back out to the West Coast. Matter of fact, the Mets will play the Giants on the 4th of July this year in San Francisco. The doubleheader will start at 10:30 in the morning out there, 1:30 in New York. Now Chuck Hiller leading off in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch by Jay Hook. It's taken up high, ball one. It's all over at Cutty Mac Stadium, and the Phillies have beaten the Dodgers 7-5. They came from behind to beat the Dodgers, scoring five in the fourth inning. Ground ball hit down the first baseline. It's foul. One ball and one strike. A lot of hitting in that game. The Phillies had 7 runs on 11 hits. The Dodgers 5 runs on 13 hits. Chris Short, who came on in the second, the winning pitcher. Paul Brown came on in the fifth and shut out the Dodgers the rest of the way. Over his head all the way to the backstop. Two balls and a strike. Johnny Padre is the losing pitcher. So we have two final scores in the National League. The Houston go 45, beat Pittsburgh in the first game of two by a score of 10-6. And the Phillies with a rally beat the Dodgers 7-5. The Giants have a chance to increase their National League lead. A foul pop-up back toward the field boxes. Hustling after it goes Felix Mantilla, and he can't get a play on it. Say, if I were you, I sure know what I'd be doing right now. I'd be pouring myself a tall, frosty glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. You know, Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Dry tells you why. Enjoy it along with the game. Now, Jay Hook pitching 2-2. A smash hit towards second into right center field for a base hit. Line drive into right center. A clean hit for Chuck Hiller. That gives him 3-for-3 for the afternoon. He also reached when hit by a pitch. Giants leading 6-1. We're in the eighth inning, and the batter is Jose Pagan. Pagan beat out a slow roller to shortstop in the seventh inning. His infield hit loaded the bases. He's around a bunt, then lays off of it. Actually, Pagan came up in that seventh inning with the score tied 1-1, runners on first and second. Bob Miller trying hard to get him to hit the ball on the ground, did his job too well. He took a big swing and topped a slow roller to shortstop, so slow that he beat it out to load the bases. In comes the pitch by Hook. He squares around and lays off of it. Outside and low, two balls and no strike. Braves leading the Cardinals 6-3 at the end of six. Bob Gibson against the Braves' Bob Henley. Mets looking for the bunt. Now the pitch by Jay Hook. Swing and a miss. The runner goes to take the second. The slide out at second base. Obie Landreth to Charlie Neal, and Chuck Hiller is out of second. They had the hit-and-run play going. Pagan swung and missed on a real good fastball by Jay Hook. One away and nobody on now at the top of the eighth inning. Count 2-1 on the batter, Pagan. It's thrown by Hook. Hit down the right field line, a foul ball. This will go into the upper deck.
with Billy Williams and George Altman hitting home runs, the Cubs lead Cincinnati 5-2 after six innings. Pitching 2-2. Change up is over. Strike three call. Bob Miller fanned eight men in 6 2/3. Jay Hook now picking up his first strikeout. Now Juan Marichal comes up to hit. Marichal getting a hand. He pitched a strong ball game. Swing and a miss on a curve. Strike one. Marichal really swung at us. Motion that time. Another slow breaking ball. One ball and one strike. Foul ball back to the screen. One ball, two strikes on Juan Marichal. The pitch to him, a fly ball to center field, and it's deep. Back goes Christopher. He's getting there, and he makes the catch for the out. Marichal hit that one straight away, and he hit it hard. Side out in the eighth inning with no runs, one hit, no errors, none left on. And now at the end of 7.5 innings, the score, the Giants 6, and the New York Mets 1. Coming up now, a musical pitch with an interesting twist.
This is Tito Rodriguez for Rheingold Extra Dry.
Rheingold Extringis, perfecto. Para todos, familiar y amigos. De sabor sin igual, la cerveza ideal. Tome Rheingold, bien fría y vera.
In Spanish, it's magnífica. In English, it's great. In any language, it's Rheingold Extra Dry. Rheingold is good, longer and slower, for flavor that's clean, clear through. It's beer as beer should taste. Dry, don't you want?
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, not sweet. It's the dry flavor sweet. Won't you try extra dry Rheingold beer?
Manny Mota will replace Willie McCovey in the outfield for the San Francisco Giants. Mota now in left field. Manny Mota in left, replacing Willie McCovey. Last of the eighth inning, Richie Ashburn is coming out now to bat for Elio Chacon. Ed Boucher moving out of the on-deck circle. He'll hit for Jay Hook. Bill Hunter warming up in the bullpen for the New York Mets. Casey Stengel going to his bench now, trying to get something going in the last of the eighth inning. Marichal out of his wind. There's his pitch. Inside to high to Richie. One ball and no strike. The pitch on the way to Ashburn. He takes all away, and it's over for a strike. One ball and one strike. He joined us late. The paid attendance today is 34,102. For the 5 days, 197,433. Here's the 1-1 pitch. In at the knees for a call strike. 1-2 on Ashburn. Richie hitting at 344. Ed Boucher, crouched on deck, he'll bat for Jay Hook. Marichal with a big motion, down comes his pitch, and the ball is popped up in foul ground outside third. Ernie Bowman hoping for a play, waved off by Pagan. It's Pagan who grabs it in foul ground over on the warning path. One away and nobody on in the last of the eighth inning, and now hitting for Jay Hook will be Ed Boucher. Bichet. 11 for 71. Comes the pitch, a swing and a miss on a fastball, strike one. He had plenty on that one. He's still firing hard. We're in the last of the eighth inning. Marichal trying for his eighth win against three setbacks. His seven victories have been complete games. Off the outside corner, one ball and one strike. Pitch on the way. Ground ball right back to the mound. Fielded by Marichal. He takes the Cepeda, two men down. So the two pinch hitters retired by Marichal. Two outs and nobody on. Now the top of the order for Joe Christopher. Joe hitless and three times up. Twice a slide to the outfield, and his last time up took a call third strike. On the way, a slow curve outside and low. One ball and no strike. Mets will have a new pitcher, Bill Hunter, in the game in the ninth inning. This was a 1-1 ball game going into the seventh. The Giants got five in the seventh. A fly ball hit the right center field. Waiting for it there is Harvey Keene. He moves only a step or two to take it for the out. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. And now eight innings complete, and the score, the Giants 6 and the New York Mets 1. So we're going along to the ninth inning now with southpaw Bill Hunter coming into hurl for the New York Mets. Let's check and see if there are other changes. Richie Ashburn batted for Elio Chacon. Richie, I believe, is going to go to right field. Felix Mantilla will move to shortstop. Rod Caniel moves to third base. Well, Rod Caniel moves from right field to third. Ashburn in the game in right field. Mantilla now flying short. And the new pitcher is Bill Hunter. Dodgers come back into New York on July 12th, 13th, and 14th. The 14th will be the old-timers game. Next home stand will open on the 15th of June, a night game with the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs come in for a Friday night game, a Saturday Ladies' Day game, and then a big doubleheader on Sunday, the 16th. So while the Mets are out on their road trip, tickets will be on sale for the next home stand and all future Polo Grounds games. The advanced sales window on the 8th Avenue side of the Polo Grounds, as well as Grand Central Station, the ticket outlet there at the 42nd and Vanderbilt Ramp, and the Long Island waiting room of the Penn Station. Down comes the pitch. Fastball over, a call strike. Harvey has two hits and four times up. His seventh inning single knocked in two runs. Foul ball off to the right, no play. One ball and two strikes. Bill Hunter now pitching for the New York Mets. Bill was acquired by the Mets from the Los Angeles Dodgers in the completion of the Charlie Neal deal. Hunter, a relief specialist in AAA the last 2 years. He's a fastball pitcher. The 1-2 delivery, a line drive hit down the right field line, and it is a fair ball bouncing up against the wall. Grabbed quickly by Richie Ashburn. He takes to Thornberry. Keene has to hurry to get back to first base. Richie played the carom very well, denying Keene any chance he might have had to try for an extra base hit. The ball was hit hard by Harvey, a line drive down the right field line. That brings up Manny Mota for the first time. Manny went to the outfield, replacing Willie McCovey. Willie was 0 for 4.
So Manny Mota is up for the first time. Right hand batter. Pitched by Hunter. He tries to bunt. It's a foul ball. Mota hitting at 197 on 12 for 61. In the ninth inning, the Mets will have Rod Caneal, Felix Mantilla, and Frank Thomas coming up against Juan Marichal. Now Bill Hunter checks the runner at first, then fires, and he's up high with a fastball. One ball and one strike. Both Rod Caneal and Marv Thornberry charging toward the plate, anticipating the bunt. Pitching position. He's around the bunt, lays off of it. It's inside and low. Two balls and a strike. We're in the ninth inning with the Giants out in front, 6-1. San Francisco, 6 runs on 11 hits. The New York Mets, 1 run on 4 hits. He bunts it, and it is a fair ball. He's out. The ball hit him. He got out of the batter's box, and the ball hits him, so he's out. Manny Mota is out. As he bunted the ball, it comes out of the batter's box. The ball hit him. So Mota is out, and Keene has to come back to first. Kobe Landers gets the put out. Now the batter is Willie Mays. Willie has a home run and 4 times up. The homer is 19th of the year. Foul ball into the crowd. Checks the runner at first base, Harvey Keene. The pitch to Willie is taken up high. One ball, one strike. Mays sitting at 307. Willie now has 47 runs batted in. He's moving up on his teammate, Orlando Cepeda. Cepeda has 52. The 1-1 pitch. A high fly, twisting foul down the right field line. That goes up on the roof. So the count is 1-2 on Willie. One ball, two strikes. Marv Thornberry holds against Harvey Keene. And the pitch by Hunter. Strike three called. A fastball zipped right in there. Willie just turns and walks away. Well, Willie was struck out his last 3 times up at the second game yesterday. He has been struck out 3 times in this game. Orlando Cepeda has 1 hit and 4 times up. Now Bill Hunter into the slow stretch. Makes the 1 second stop. Here's the pitch on the way. A ground ball hit down to third. Rod Caneal is up with it. He takes to Charlie Neal for the fourth play on Keene that retires the side. Side out in the ninth inning for the Giants. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. So at the end of 8.5 innings, the score is the San Francisco Giants 6 and the New York Mets 1. Last of the ninth inning now, the New York Mets coming up against Juan Marichal, needing 5 runs to get even. Rod Caneal, 1-for-3, will be leading off in the home ninth inning, followed by Felix Mantilla and then Frank Thomas. Marichal, pitching an outstanding game, has given up 1 run, allowed only 4 hits. He has allowed just 1 hit over the last 4 innings, and has retired 7 straight hitters.
Well, it's been an exciting week, despite the frustrations of the setbacks. In the last 5 days, the attendance here at the Polo Grounds was 197,433. The Mets management appreciates the support of the wonderful fans and hope to justify the loyalty by improved play on the field in the near future. Rod Canio takes ball one. Last half of the ninth inning, Marichal comes over the top, and the fastball is in there for a strike, 1-1. Here's the pitch to Canil, a line drive hit down the left field line. Will it stay? There it does, a base hit, bounding just inside the line. Canil is going to hold on at first base. Mets trailing by five. Rod will take no unnecessary chances on the baseline. So Canil is on with a single to left. Boy, he's got a hot bat. That gives Rod 2 for 4. He had 4 hits in the doubleheader yesterday. And it brings up Felix Mantilla. Felix 1 for 3 in the game. Felix hitting at 270. Marichal delivers. Outside and low, ball one. Up on the pitching slab, delivers to Mantilla. He takes all away, and it's over, 1-1. Felix will be looking him over very close, trying to get on in front of Frank Thomas. Breaking ball over, strike two call. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marichal, 24-year-old right-hander from the Dominican Republic. Ready, in comes his pitch. And the curve is popped up not far from the plate. Tom Haller, the catcher in fair territory. Now he goes astride into foul ground to take it for the out. Another pop foul that was hit almost straight up. Of the night. Here's Frank Thomas. Frank has 2 for 3, and Frank has hit safely in 23 of the last 24 ball games. No game tomorrow. The Mets will be in Philadelphia for a night game Tuesday night and a twi-night doubleheader on Wednesday night. Twi-nighter makes up the game that was rained out on Sunday the last time the Mets were in Philadelphia. Marichal delivers, and Thomas pops the ball up on the left side of the infield. Ernie Bowman, the third baseman near the line, is under it, and he has it 2 men down. So the Mets are down to their final out in the ninth inning, trailing by 5, and the hitter is Miles Thornberry. This is one whale of a ball game for 6 innings. Here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss on a curve, strike one. Rod Canil on first. 2 men down. Line drive hit hard down the right field line. A base hit for Miles Thornberry. Rod Canil around second will go on to third. Thornberry will hold it first. And now the Mets have runners at the corners. Hit by Thornberry, number 5 in the game off Juan Marichal, and it brings up Hobie Landreth. Hobie hitless in 3 times, applied to center his last time at bat. Hobie hitting a 308 on the year. Giants leading 6-1. Around comes the arm, and the ball is a high pop-up down the right field line, going back to Peta, also going back is the second baseman Hiller, and he makes the catch. The game is over. Chuck Hiller taking the pop-up down the right field line for the final out. And the San Francisco Giants have swept the four-game series. They gained a full game on the Dodgers today and now lead the second-place Dodgers by 2.5 games. In the ninth inning, no runs on 2 hits, no errors, 2 left on. The Lions score on today's game for the Giants as they move 2.5 games out in front in the National League race. 6 runs on 11 hits, 1 error, and 7 left. For the New York Mets, 1 run on 6 hits, no errors, and 5 left. A strong 6-hit performance by Juan Marichal as he wins his 8th game of the year against 3 losses.